The Philadelphia Water Department enacted changes this month intended to cut down on local flooding, encourage the use of green infrastructure, and bolster the health of the Schuylkill, Delaware, Wissahickon, and all water systems flowing in the city. Let's look at new regulations enacted to comply with the Clean Water Act with Philadelphia Water Department engineer Victoria Linocci and Philadelphia Water Department city planner Jeremy Chadwick. Victoria, Jeremy, thanks for joining us on NewsWorks tonight.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks.
So let's first talk about cutting down on local flooding. I'm sure that's of primary concern to residents who are affected. Let's listen to one disgruntled South Philadelphia resident, Kate Houston.
We get a huge gush of stormwater that comes in the front drain in everyone's basements. And that can leave, you know, anywhere between 3 inches of combined sewer or, you know, maybe just rush in and rush right up.
Ugh, will these new regulations eliminate that potential, or is it at best hoping to mitigate it somewhat?
I think the new regulations are going to mitigate it. The regulations regulate development citywide. And what that does is make improvements citywide. So where a single resident might not see the immediate change, the improvements are being made to the system itself citywide.
Vicki, what's the general strategy on how to better manage water runoff?
So what we've done with this reg update is get a little bit more management out of every development site. So each development site is going to be managing more water on site. They'll be slowing the rate at which the water releases back to our system. And they're also going to be cleaning more of the dirtiest water that's running off their site. So water that's laden with high sediment, high pollutants will get cleaner as a result of these requirements.
And Jeremy, do these regulations apply only to new developments or retroactive?
It's new development and redevelopment. So every time a parcel in the city gets built on, it's our opportunity to mitigate how that runoff leaves the site. So these regulations are applicable towards a site being redeveloped or new developed.
And does that apply to both residential and business concerns?
Yeah, it's really about just development. When the site's turning over, if it's a row homes being developed or if it's a shopping center being developed, that development is the opportunity to dictate how it manages stormwater and, again, how it ultimately contributes to the sewer system.
Let's go through the course of runoff leaving the site. What typically happens now?
Typically right now, it's just hard connected into our sewer system. So as soon as the rain hits the ground or a rooftop, it's going directly into our system, which our infrastructure, it's old. It has a capacity, a limited amount of runoff it can handle. And when too much runoff goes in, that's when you have the issues of backups and the system not being able to hold as much runoff as that's generated.
But the new changes certainly can't cure the old infrastructure.
Right, but it can start chipping away at the capacity of the overall system, where each site that's being redeveloped has to manage that stormwater on that particular site. So it's holding back the runoff on site until the system can handle it when the rainstorm is less intense.
When these big summer storms pass through, though, to what extent is it realistic to slow the water entering the sewers and hopefully ensuring that that water is clean?
Our regulations focus on the most frequent storm events and the amount of water we get in those events, which tends to be a smaller amount of water than these like very powerful storms that we see in the summertime. When the more frequent lower rain events roll through, that's where our regulations really come into play and really can control the water on the site, either by infiltrating it, having the water soak back into the ground, or just holding it in some sort of system and slowing it down through the rain event.
Speak to the aspect of working to encourage the use of green infrastructure.
What we've seen at the department is that green infrastructure can have different benefits beyond just the actual performance that they do for stormwater management itself. And they obviously have social and other benefits that can be seen at the surface in neighborhoods when we're using these greening systems, vegetated systems, to manage the water on site. So not only does the department see the benefit of the performance of the systems, but it's very visible and can, you know, bring greening to a neighborhood.
In the broadest sense, can you give a grade in 2015 to the health of our rivers, Schuylkill, Delaware, Wissahickon, et cetera, and what these regulations might do to raise that grade a bit?
Yeah, I would say right now, I mean, arbitrarily, it's probably around a B. I mean, where it's been in the past, I mean, you look back at the 70s and the 60s.
Mom told me don't even stick a toe in the water.
Yeah, I mean, the term Schuylkill punch, I mean, that we're not in that position anymore. There's been huge strides to improve the water quality in Philadelphia, and this is just taking it even further, where these are federal mandates that the water department's taking a proactive initiative on to really tackle it head on. And there's multiple ways to manage stormwater. And as Vicki mentioned, we're taking the green approach, the surface approach, that we think is better for the communities and our bottom line. It's going to be a wiser investment of our capital assets.
Lastly, though, it's not on topic right here for these regulations. Let me ask on behalf of listeners, what grade would you give to Philadelphia's drinking water?
I give it an A+. You know, you hear some of these results that we're testing for some of these things and we're finding some things in the water, the pharmaceutical story a couple of years ago. That's because we're finding it and we're addressing it. Not every municipality has the same type of water quality monitoring that we do. So when you hear about those things in the news, it's a good thing because it means we're on top of it and we're taking care of it.
Whereas in other parts of the country, perhaps ignorance is bliss.
Yeah, to each their own, I guess.
Thanks so much for joining us on NewsWorks tonight.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Victoria Linocci is an engineer with the Philadelphia Water Department. Jeremy Chadwick is Philadelphia Water Department City Planner.